And now dictation for Adam, A-D-A-M, Shipman, S-H-I-P-M-A-N, February 1, 72. Address as a letter to Dr. Alida, A-L-I, excuse me, Alida is A-L-E-I-D-A, Rivera, R-I, V as in Victor, E-R-A, 248-236-8599. Dear Dr. Rivera, a follow-up for Mr. Shipman with insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, advanced renal failure, last visit in February. He is on the east side of Michigan. He is planning potentially to come back to this area. We did a FaceTime evaluation per patient request. Wife participated of this encounter. He already has an AV fistula many years back. No major changes on weight, appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, good urination, no cloudiness of blood, no major edema, claudication symptoms, no open ulcers or gangrene, denies chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea, no smoking alcohol, review system extensively is negative, medication list review. I want to highlight for blood pressure, verapamil, bisoprolol, remains pain control with Norco, insulin pump, vitamin D125 for elevated PTH, for high potassium on cajexalate. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home around 146.84, weight 168. He is alert, oriented sign 3, normal speech, no respiratory distress, no facial asymmetry. Moving upper extremity symmetrically, next number, or next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine 3.4, slowly progressive over time. Present GFR 21 stage 4. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate, a normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, malanemia 12.9 with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, insulin-dependent diabetes. Next number, CKD stage 4, slowly progressive over time. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension, fair control. Next number, secondary hyperparathyroidism on treatment. Next number, elevated potassium on treatment. Next number, AV fistula open, many years back, ready. Next number, anemia has not required EPO treatment, no external bleeding. We do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Next number, he explored a kidney pancreas transplant at Henry IV. Unfortunately, because of lack of a secondary insurance, they will not see him or do any further workup, which is very frustrating for him. He needs to call around to see if there is any company who can offer affordable premiums, copayments. He needs to still look around, make phone calls, and even potentially explore close by Toledo in Ohio, as they have their own rules and the waiting time is shorter. Otherwise, monthly blood tests, emotional support provided, come back on the next 4 months. In terms of the urinary flow, slow, this is not related to the kidney, but this represents likely enlargement of the prostate and potentially a neurogenic bladder. Would you please do a post-void bladder scan and assess his prostate condition? End of dictation.